Hello, this is Grant from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant, David here at the Business Backer. How's it going?
It's going all right. How about yourself?
Doing well, doing well. Just wanted to follow up with you here. If I came in, so I'm looking once again that day of the 15th, which is a Tuesday. So I figured I could come in. I'd arrive. My flight would arrive around like 1 o'clock. So you're probably what? I think probably about a half hour from the airport.
I'd say about a half hour is right.
Yep. So I probably arrive at your place around 1:30, and then I figure, touch base with Dean, and then kind of just be on the floor, answer any questions. I can do a presentation for your team if you'd like. So that'll probably last. I'll just hang around, answer any questions for the next like 2, 3 hours or so. And then I figure, I don't know, what time you guys normally work till, usually over there?
We usually go till around 5.
Okay. So, I mean, it's up to you. I don't want to interrupt your operations, but, if you guys would be open, how many people do you have in your company?
In our office, I want to say we have about 50 people.
You said 50 or 15?
50.
50. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I don't know if it's worth taking the whole office or if there's just a group of people, but I figure we can go out and get drinks.
Oh yeah, potentially. There's a lot. We're like in Brewery Central here. I think that probably the best bet would just to be with operations. We're the ones who control where the deals go for the sales reps, and there's a lot of new guys out there, so it's kind of tough to organize all of them. But I'm sure a lot of people in operations. There's about what is it, 3, 4, like 10 of us in the operations office, and so that would be a little bit more simpler.
Yeah. All right. So let's do that. So I'll take 10 of you guys out, and then I figure, if we leave around like 4:30, 4:45-ish, go out to drink for a couple hours, and then I'm gonna actually catch a flight home. I figure the flight here is looking like 9:55. So I don't know, you gotta get to the airport. What, about an hour, hour and a half? So around like 8:15. So probably around like 7:30, 7:45. So probably go out to drink for like 2 and a half hours. So.
All right, well, I don't know if I can drink for that long. I'll have to see where I'm at on that date. But I'm sure that we could definitely go out. Like I said, we're like this is like we work off the street called Miramar, but everyone in San Diego calls it Beeramar because there's about 20 breweries within 2 mile radius from here. So certainly plenty of
Wow.
places to go and check out, and we'd be happy to show you around.
Yeah, I mean that'd be great. So and Dean's available that day, right? So they should.
I really need to speak with him and see his timing, but he should be in the office later today, and I'll be sure to sit him down and see if that's the best availability for him and get back to you by the end of today.
Yeah, let me know, because that's really the main open day I'm looking at. Just because I got to do one of these, back and forth type things where it's, in and out the same day. So if you want to just, if you want to shoot me an email, confirm, and then what I'll do is I'll book my flight today. So.
All right. Keep an eye out on your email, and I'll see you when Dean comes in. Like I said, it probably won't be until around 2 o'clock today that he's back, so it may be a little while.
It'd be
But
their time.
I'll see if I can get
So,
a hold of him sooner.
yeah, don't worry about that. I mean, whenever, just let me know. I don't think the flights will go up that much between today and tomorrow. And then other than that, yeah, I mean, hopefully get some traction. I heard some interesting things. I mean, do you guys work with King Capital at all, or?
Yeah, they're one of the main partners we work with, but they're having some issues right now, so we haven't been submitting to them as much.
Yeah, I heard they're out of money till January. That's the rumor I hear. Because of their.
Yeah, they came and visited us about a week ago, and they were like, no, it's a technical glitch. And Dean just like says, no, you're out of money. And they're just like freaked out, but they would deny that they're out of money. But yeah, it's after a funding with them, it takes them about 7 days for the funds to drop. So we're getting pretty frustrated.
Yeah, I mean it's yeah, I mean I have another partner I work with pretty closely there, and he had basically heard that there was something along the lines of basically like their main credit facility is basically like cutting them off. So basically they're going to be screwed until January. So that's
Well, just yesterday we made the decision to significantly cut back on submitting there because for any customer that needs money within a timely manner, they're not a good source.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can step in there and you can get some feedback. You know, we can start getting real aggressive and customizing our program. So I'll let you know, and we'll go from there. All right?
All right, David. We'll be speaking real soon. I appreciate you giving me a call.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. See you. Bye.
Bye.